Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I'd love to introduce a new segment to the show purely just for today.
Okay.
Just a today segment.
You know you're supposed to, like, tell me about segments before we go on air.
It's debatable. Who knows? I like to keep you on your toes, Vicky.
I mean, you do, so that's, you know...
I'm currently on my toes, so very well done, Emily. Yes, no. So I want to introduce you to a segment I like to call Six White Boomers, OK Boomer.
Yeah, all right.
Because I'm sure over this holiday season, some of us have definitely thought to ourselves, OK Boomer. You know, at least once, maybe twice, seven times. I don't know.
Sure, you know, okay.
Personally, I this morning actually had to sit through a conversation where people were just discussing how soy milk is not milk and it's in fact like not even a juice, it's more like just a water, it's like a nutty water,
soy water.
Anyway, like, just why, for starters?
I mean, what a riveting conversation, really.
Then we got two different types of soy milk out of the fridge and looked at the ingredients.
Yeah.
Had a little...
Yeah, well, of course, it doesn't have milk in it, but, like...
Little five-minute conversation about the ingredients.
Oh, God.
Then, look, it was a time. There was also a lot of fussing.
I feel like a lot of fussing happens
at Christmas.
Yeah. Yep.
Six white boomers, okay boomers. We've actually had some wonderful messages in.
Yes.
Someone said that they were in Chicago a couple of weeks ago visiting family. They're at a really busy museum, and a woman with a I'd like to speak to a manager haircut asked to speak to the manager.
Oh, it's perfect.
Isn't it?
I mean, you've got to live up to your haircut, don't you?
You've got the haircut. You've got to commit to the
bit. You may as well do it.
Absolutely. Matthew in Brunswick also said, this Christmas I listened to a man with four children and 12 grandchildren tell me Melbourne has gotten too crowded. Oh, interesting. And finally, definitely my favourite, we were told that someone's auntie... A friend of someone's auntie's, rather. I've just said your auntie, but no.
No. Don't put their auntie in this.
Yeah, I definitely, once you hear what they've said, you'll definitely be like, oh, that was lucky that you corrected yourself.
Yep.
But a friend of their auntie regularly posts on Facebook about how they find Donald Trump incredibly sexy.
No.
Wow.
No.
Well, it says if you don't want your brain to explode, you have to just be like, right, and just carry on with your day. So, Vicky, I think we should just be like, right, and carry on with our day.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.